We're getting educated today. We talked to Dr. Judy DeMuth in hour number one. She's fired up for the start of the MCCSC school year, which is only 6 short days away. And 7 short days away from today is RBB. And we welcome their superintendent, our good friend, Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. W, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. If I was any better, I'd be on the radio with you guys.
That's exactly right. Hey, it smells like fair over there. You've been hanging out at the Monroe County Fair. What's going on?
Hey, we're going to have a booth out there today, and we're excited to be out there and meet and greet and say hi to everybody.
See all your pictures on the social media, the fire trucks and the kids and everything else going on. Looks like a fun, hot time out there. But but a week from today, the doors open, the bell rings, and the 2015-2016 RBB school year gets off and running. How is your level of excitement? Does this feel like about 20 minutes before the old Oak and Bucket game? Are we that fired up? What are we talking over there?
Hey, we're pretty fired up. We've got our folks coming back in. We're talking to our substitutes today, and got new orientation teacher on Friday, and we've got a lot of new folks coming in. We were always sad to see good friends and colleagues move on. Happy for them that they have an opportunity. That's a good move for them. But we're equally as excited about our new superstars coming in that are going to do a fantastic job for us.
How many new teachers do you have, Mike?
If I turned on Keith's microphone, you could actually hear his entire question. But he was inquiring, how many new teachers do you have over at RBB to start the new school year?
We are probably in the neighborhood of about 15, counting all between 15 and 20. We have one or two positions that we're going to finish up today, so that'll put us right between 15 and 20 total since graduation.
And you told me that you've got a record enrollment of kindergarten students. What, other than the obvious, what does that mean to RBB?
Why are there so many new kids around?
but it's exciting. It's a good problem, and we still have registration to go today too. So who knows?
You got room for all these cherubs?
We do immediately at the end of today. Mrs. Whitaker, Brenda Whitaker, is going to give me a call and tell me exactly where we're at number-wise at the primary school, and Glenn Hopkins, principal out at Steinsville, will do the same, and we will look at exactly where we're at to see if we indeed may add one more new person to the RBB family.
You mean a new kindergarten teacher?
Yeah, a new kindergarten teacher. That is that's definitely a possibility.
Now, Mike, sure, you had a big increase in students last year.
We did.
At what point are you going to be where you're going to have to start expanding?
Well, we've already started the talks about that and what we need to do. We have inventoried our buildings on what exactly room we do have. We're taking a look at our long-range planning to see when our debt is retired from renovations and the primary and intermediate school, to where we would be able to do something without going to our taxpayers above and beyond what we already have. So we're looking at that, and we're keeping a close eye on the data that they're giving us on what impact that I-69 might have on us. The data we're receiving is that Ellettsville in the next number of years will grow 30% as a result of that. So we're trying to see what does that mean for us. How many of those houses will the school bus stop at, and also, so there's still a lot of unknowns, but we're taking a close look at that and looking not just next year into the future, but 5 and 10 years and even beyond in the future. So
you just can't grab some 2x4s and put a little screened-in porch on some of these places. This sounds
not
like
anymore.
the pool is getting a little deeper than just rearranging some chairs or moving some partitions. Well, it's exciting because the growth out there, you have to plan for it, but it's kind of annoying in the sense that you just don't have those numbers in front of you where you can put a set plan together.
Exactly. Like I said, there's a lot of unknowns. So we keep an eye on it and see what our trends have been the last couple of years, and taking the data, like I said, that we get from the from what I-69 might have an impact on us. Looking at our transfers that we have come in, and you know, we have denied some transfers too, based on what grade level it might be, or no room, or like that. Yeah, so we've taken all that into account.
Mike, let me ask you this: have you guys started to use the R word, referendum, yet over there?
You know, we haven't. We haven't. That's a very good question. The simple answer is that we have not. But
there's not much choice for school systems anymore because of the way the state's doing its funding.
Don't point out the tax rate over there already.
That won't make anybody happy
either.
Exactly. You know, because it's tough right now to go to our taxpayers. Our Richland Township taxpayers have the highest property tax in Monroe County. So we don't want to, you know, burden our folks more than if we go to them, it's because it's a definite need.
Well, yeah.
Well, the other point, Keith, is you just hope, as Dr. Mike Wilcox was mentioning, who was our guest this morning, if it comes through there, you hope buildings and businesses and things locate there, and then
which will help the tax.
That's exactly that'll fill the roles up, and that's what you're helping for. You just hope that there's another side of it just besides property, correct?
Exactly.
Dr. Wilcox, do you drive around much and look and see the new buildings going on? And I see a lot of home sites and some minor apartment stuff over there in RBB.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a couple housing additions that we've added kids to on buses. And it goes back to the positive in all this is that it goes back to that we're excited that people are wanting to come here. They recognize that we offer a really, really good product.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're in a great location, so we are very, very fortunate to have this good problem.
That's exactly right. And again, you're not scrambling to fill classrooms. That's the good news. And again, it's an exciting time out there. Our guest this morning is Dr. Mike Wilcox. He is the superintendent for the RBB. Tell us what you've seen at the fair. We know the fair used to always symbolize to me kind of the middle of summer. Now it's almost like the encore. Good night, everybody. We'll see you in school next week.
Exactly. Went out there last night and had a Texas barbecue nachos. Boy, those were good.
Yeah. You should have brought some for Keith. He got him. Look, he's coughing now. He's
And you had mentioned one of my tweets. My youngest daughter turns 11 today, so we're.
Oh, that's nice. Fun. Tell her happy birthday.
Thank you. Chloe Wilcox is 11 today, and
she looked like she was having fun last night at the old fair.
Yeah, she was having fun last night with her sister, and she's going to run around with a few of her friends tonight while we're doing the booth out there at the fair. So she's old enough now that she can go, you know, do that for a little bit and all. So she's, you know, big girl now. So, but
you just give her an extra long leash. Is that how it works?
There you go.
She's had a couple extensions on there. Now, has the fair always been near and dear to you?
It has. Growing up in Decatur County, the fair is a big part of what you do. I was not personally a 4-H guy, even though I grew up on the farm.
Well, because you were doing it for a living.
Exactly. Yeah, we did it. We did it all the whole.
You
whole
did.
Year,
yeah, so, you did it out of necessity.
Exactly. But I still get a kick out of seeing the old tractors and stuff like that. So, and of course, the fair food. You know, we all like to eat. So
that's exactly
I
right.
I enjoy that. You know, corn dog and a pineapple whip goes a long way.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who is the superintendent of the Richland Bean.
They're not going to have you hog wrestling tonight, are they?
You know, I think that is tonight.
That is. It's $5 to get you all the hog you want.
Yeah, I did enough of that as a kid. So
I didn't know if they wanted your expertise in the ring or the squared octagon or whatever they got over there. So that's
my gosh.
Say hello to the PETA people for us. We know they'll be out there upset about that.
Yeah.
Hey, but if they pay their $5, they can complain, right? That's the
there you go.
Mike, how are you on school bus drivers?
We're good. We've got our bus driver meeting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and we're all good. At this moment in time, of course, you know, this time of year, there's always last minute change or two in positions, and that being
what Keith's trying to ask you is, if you have any extras, please send them to the MCCSE.
Right.
There you go. Well, we may need some extras too during the year. I saw Martinsville had the big sign there on 37 advertising that they need drivers and substitute drivers. So anybody out there in general that has an interest in doing that, please talk to any and all of us because we would have a place for you somewhere.
So. All right. Before we let you get back to your busy birthday day, fair day, heck, it's a week before school starts. What is the best informational resource for your patrons, parents, and everybody else? Where's the best place for them to go? Again, you've got a week before it gets started where they can get all their information about drop-offs, pickups, lunches, all that. Where's the easiest place to find all that information for the RBB?
Perfect. Call any of your child's school offices. They're in from 8 to 4 every day. If it's not during that time, our school website. If you're out at the fair today from 2 to 6, 2 to 8, stop by the community building, say hi to all of us, and we'll try to answer your questions there as well.
So great ways to get involved. And
today is a registration day. Is this
the
opportunity, Mike?
Yeah, second day. Yeah, yesterday and today are both registration. If for some reason that you miss, if you were out of town or whatever circumstances, don't panic. give a call tomorrow, Thursday or Friday, and we'll get you picked up.
Yeah, because again, some people will move in tomorrow and be like, "Hey, where do we go?" And we'll help.
Exactly.
And they'll help you
out
with all that. So. Hey, tell your daughter happy birthday. What a fun day that's going to be.
Thank you so much.
Have a great time at the fair tonight. And 1 week from today, do you ring a bell? Do you cut the ribbon? How do you get things started over there, gentlemen? Start your engines.
There you go. We roll out. We try to be visible with them and get off the bus and welcome them in and say, hey, this is the day you've been waiting for all summer.
That's exactly right. And just do it with a smile and they'll believe you, right?
Exactly.
Hey, appreciate your time, pal. We always do. And best of luck to get things started next Tuesday.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you for all you do for us. We really appreciate it.